Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. That the choir and Minister Jeff thought we needed to be reminded of that. Because too often we focus on what we don't have instead of being just grateful for what God has provided. Just be grateful, people of God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God. Yes, God, we are grateful, God. For whatever state that we're in, God, we will commit to be content. Because you truly are our provider. So we are thankful, Lord God, for provision this day. God, we are so grateful for the breath of life. God, we are just so grateful, God, that we have shelter and food and clothing, God. Help us, God, to be grateful for what we have. God, we are so grateful that you forgive our sins, God. When we fall short and when we confess, you restore us in that right relationship, God. We are so grateful. Now, as we gather as a church family, body of Christ, God, we need to hear, God, from you. You know the needs of your people. So we bow down before you, Lord God, and celebrate you in advance for making a way out of no way, for healing, restoring, converting, convicting, empowering, just being God. We bow before you because we are grateful. Father God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, that would block me from hearing your word clearly for the people, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I commit if you give it to me, I will speak it, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, show up in here in a mighty way. Show up and meet the needs. Let your power, your glory, your anointing, your presence be felt throughout this entire block because you're God. It's in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. We thank God. We thank God. And yes, we thank God for being God of our lives. So our message this morning, it's from the book of Genesis. I believe you should be able to find that book without any problems. The book of Genesis. Oftentimes on Family and Friends Day, we talk about forgiveness. We talk about love. But God has given a different message to the church. For abundant life, family and friends, God is equipping his saints for service. And his message is very specific these days for this body of Christ. So when you found Genesis, please go to the 50th chapter of the book of Genesis. And to verse 15, where we're going to start, and go down to verse 20. And if you're able, if God has blessed you with the use of your limbs, I do ask that you stand all over the sanctuary. As we read the word of God, and you follow along as I read from the NIV Bible, I do believe that this is the word for the church today. So I just pray that you open your spiritual ears and hear what thus says the Lord. And in my Bible, starting with verse 15, chapter 50, it reads this way. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, They said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrong we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and drew themselves and threw themselves. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm getting so excited about this word. And these brothers, his brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for the good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he assured them and spoke kindly to them. You may be seated. Many of us are familiar with the story of Joseph. And there are so many lessons for us if we read this entire story, starting with chapter 37 to chapter 50. We can learn so much from Joseph. But this morning, God is saying something a little different to our church. We know people hurt us, harm us. We know we should forgive based on the word of God. But for our church this morning, God wants us to focus on this title: Living According to God's Purpose. Living According to God's Purpose. So if you can't remember anything else I say this day, the word for the church from our Heavenly Father is living according to God's purpose. I just believe in my heart that on this Family and Friends Day, God wants us to evaluate our lives. See, it's easy to look to your left and to your right to see what others are doing. But on this day, as we gather with our friends and our family, God wants us to evaluate how we are living. He has graciously given each one of us the breath of life, and he has allowed us to be born with a purpose. So I just believe this morning, the relevant question God wants us to answer is, how are you living? See, he's done everything for you. We know God is good and God is great and God is greatly to be praised. But God is asking the church this morning, how are you living? Really? This is an opportunity for us to put the mirror in our own face. Not a time to even look right or to your left and give anybody any instructions, because God wants to work on each one of us. So begin to think about this. What impact am I making in my family? What impact do I have on my friends? What impact do I have at my church home? And what is the impact that I'm having in the community? With all the gifts and talents, make it personal, that God has blessed me with, how am I living? Be real with yourselves this morning. Am I living according to God's purpose for me? See, I just believe that we all are here based on God's will to live a purposeful life. And too many people go through life never fulfilling God's purpose for them, never utilizing all the great potential that God has planted in them. And you'll see where I'm going with this about Joseph, because Joseph lived on purpose, you all. But I read in a book written by Dr. Miles Monroe just this. He stated, "Buried in our cemeteries and our graveyards are dreams that have never come to pass, songs that were never sung, books that were never written, paintings that never made the way to the canvas, ideas that were never shared, visions that never became a reality, inventions that were never designed, plans that never went beyond the mind. People not living their God-given purpose." So I suggest to you this day, yes, our graveyards are filled and our cemeteries are filled with potential in the cemetery. So we have to ask the question, will we be one of those? As we age, will we be asking ourselves, what if? What if I had gone back to school? What if I had decided to make my way to college? What if I had decided to answer God's call on my life? What if I had decided to follow the word of God and apply it to my life? What if I had said, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way? What if? What if I had started that business that was down in my heart to help people? What if I had eliminated all those toxic relationships that I wasted my time on? What if? Come on, people of God. What if I decided to help the homeless? What if I had used my gifts and my talents to make a difference for God's people? What if? What if I had forgiven my brother or my sister? What if? What if? What if I had shared the gospel of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, every time I got a chance? What if? What if? What if? So I asked you this morning, do you have any what ifs going on right about now? See, don't look to your right and your left. This is your relationship with God. Do you have any what ifs this morning? But I would suggest this to you. As long as you have breath in your body, you still have a chance to live on purpose based on God's will for your life. As long as you have breath in your body, you can turn that thing around. It's not too late to step out on faith and live out your purpose. Now, I can say this to you. Now, nobody said it would be easy. When you're walking in God's purpose, no one said it would be easy. Matter of fact, Jesus said in this life and in this world, you will have trials and tribulation. But see, he also said, be of good cheer. I've overcome all that stuff. So I just believe this morning, as we begin to look at Joseph's story, that if we make up in our minds and our hearts to follow Jesus and follow the power of the Holy Ghost to live out your purpose, that you would live a life of joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. Does anybody know about that? Once you decide that you're going to follow what God has for you, it just changes everything. Changes everything. But as we go to our text this morning, the book of Genesis, many of us know, was written by Moses. Scholars tell us it was written around 1450 to 1420 BC. But see, this word is still relevant for us because the Bible tells us that all scripture is written by the inspiration of God. So I just believe that Moses wrote, as he was inspired by God, a relevant message for us this day. So as you begin to study Genesis, you'll find that it's a story of God's plan for his creation, for his people. We see God as creator. We see God as sustainer. We see God as healer. We see God as judge. We see God even as our redeemer. And also in this book, we see the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. We also see consequences of sin. And if you begin to read this book of the Bible, you will realize, and some of us may agree, that there is nothing new under the sun. You see families filled with drama still happening. We see family drama. We see things such as jealousy, ambition, come on y'all, fornication, adultery, hatred, envy, drunkenness, lies, deception, murder, all these things in Genesis still happening today. So this morning, I just pray that God will speak to our hearts, that we will begin to be the difference in our families, and that we will walk into our purpose. And when you're in walking in your purpose, I just believe this, that you're more loving, that you're more forgiving, that you're more kind. And let's just see what this brother Joseph did. I just believe that this is an example of what happens when God calls you for a special purpose. And many of you are familiar that Joseph had these brothers. And he was the favorite son of Jacob. And the brothers hated him. Hated by your brothers. Tough place to be. They hated him so much that they came up with this plan to kill him. Because he was a dreamer. The young man was a dreamer, you all. And he told them about a dream where they would have to bow down before him. And oh yes, it was on then. So he went out based on his father's instructions to just see about his brothers. So what did the brothers say? Here come the dreamers, the dreamer. Let us kill him. See, jealousy can cause you to do all kind of crazy stuff and sinful stuff. Come on, people of God. So, yes, they actually put Joseph in the pit. Maybe we shouldn't kill our brother. then they moved on. Okay, let's get them out the pit. Some Midianites are coming. Let's get some money for our brother. We're going to sell our brother into slavery. Then we're going to go back and tell our father that our ferocious lion killed him. Brothers were liars. But what we call this a dysfunctional family. Do you know anything about dysfunctional families? Come on, y'all. Let's be real. Dysfunctional families. We love them, but dysfunctional families. But despite all that was going on, God had a purpose for this young man. So let me try to move it on, because I know you all want to get on to the food and other things that may even be on your mind right about now. Amen. Hallelujah. But God did have a plan. But I want to point this out also about the family of Joseph. They were the chosen people of God. So the chosen people of God was behaving in this manner. So that's just a thought for us. No matter how dysfunctional our families may be, no matter how dysfunctional we may be, God can still use us if we are willing to say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Because, see, the Bible tells me this. Many people may say, you come from a place that, no, it's no good thing can come from there. I know your mama. I know your daddy. But, see, man looks at the outward appearance. But God looks at the heart. Praise the Lord. So despite all that these brothers were doing, God still had a purpose for this entire family. Jacob, his father, you all may know about him. He was known as a deceiver. He stole his brother's birthright. He plotted with his mama, y'all. Dysfunctional family. Pray for my voice, but I'm going to press on anyhow. But with all that was going on, God forgave this family, and it was part of the promise. God was with this family. Hallelujah. Despite all the jealousies and all the division, if you read the book, it even tells that the family began to act like some of the Canaanite people around them. They started to behave more like the world than the children of the king. See, I understand why this is happening. Because there's a word for someone here in this place. But I do believe this. That we all recognize that in our society today, come on, you all, there are many dysfunctional families. But God is still able to get the glory out of this story. As we look around, of course, we see, hallelujah, financial crisis, broken families. And we may even be part of a broken family. Divorce, insane violence, people helpless, people feeling hopeless. And all of this is impacting the people of God. And people of God, we are not exempt. This was happening to the people of the promise. But God made a promise to their father Abraham back in the 12th chapter of Genesis. And he told him that he would be a blessing to all families of the earth. Even though it didn't look like it with this part of his family. But we must remember this. If God said it, that settles it. God said, so shall my word be that comes forth from my mouth. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish. It shall accomplish what I please. So God did not allow the trouble, the sin, the lies, the deceptions, the schemes of this family to stop his plan. So just begin to think about what you may be going through. Just begin to think about the plots and plans that people may even have against you. But nothing will stop God's purpose for you. So Holy Spirit, we're going to have to just try to wind this up. But the issue that I want you to remember is this about Joseph. God gave him dreams. And his dreams came true. He lived to see his dreams come true. He moved from the pit based on the plans of his brother to destroy him. But God elevated him to the palace where he became the second in command in Egypt. But see, God was with him all the time. His role wasn't easy because if you read the story, yes, he came from the pit. He went to slavery. He was in prison. His family had turned against him. But they said all the time the Lord was with Joseph. So when the Lord is with you, he's more than the whole world against you. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you all pray, I'm going to get through this. Does anybody believe in the power of prayer? All this time, as Joseph was moving, God was right there. So when you're facing any setback, use that Joseph attitude and acknowledge that God is with you. God is with you. So read the entire story. I just believe there is so much for you to learn from this. Because many times and often, people as you walk with God have their plots and their schemes. But if you're walking in God's purpose for your life, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hold on to that word. Just hold on to that word. So I just believe it's time for the people of God to wake up and recognize that the same God that kept Joseph in the pit, in the prison, is the same God that we worship and we praise here at Abundant Life. Yes, Joseph was a dreamer. His dream came true because his brothers really did bow down before him. And as I begin to close, another dreamer comes to my mind. As we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King and Black History today, Dr. Martin Luther King was a dreamer, you all. And I believe that his dreams were inspired by God. And he said that he would not get there with us. But I just believe this day that many of his dreams have materialized. And as I close this day, I just want the church to know that I too am a dreamer. And my dreams are rooted in the word of God. My dreams are rooted in the faith of my God. My dreams and my prayer this morning is that all God's people will start to live out their God-given purposes and change things here on earth. I just believe that. Yes, I too have a dream, people of God, that when the people of God operate in the spirit of the Holy Spirit and trust our gods, our communities will be healed. Our families will be made whole. Addictions will be broken. I just believe it. I too have a dream. If we follow this word of God, whatever brokenness you have, God would fix. I challenge you to live on purpose with God. See, I still have a dream, and it is rooted in this word of God. That our black babies don't have to kill each other in the street if we teach them this word and how to apply it. I pray, God, that I live to see these things materialize, because I am convinced when the people of God get with this word and apply it, things change. Does anybody understand it this morning? You're not here by accident. You are here with a God-given purpose. Walk in it. And that is my prayer. That is my dream, that the people of God would just walk this thing out. Do you want your family healed? Do you want your family restored and reconciled? God is able. Too often we try to figure things out for ourselves, but the answer is in the word. Yes, Pastor Brockington is a dreamer, because I see the best in each one of you. I see what God has called you to be. But are you willing to say, yes, Lord? God, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, like Jesus said on that cross, thou will be done in my life. See, God knew we were all messed up, but he sent Jesus. He came down to see about us. Oh, yes, he did. See, I do have this dream that all God's people will stop playing church and walk this word out. Yes, I have that dream. I know that we're able, not on our own, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? I know we can do better. We owe the next generation better. God said to me yesterday, I'm going to do greater in abundant life. But the people of God must get with this word and follow it. We are called to be different. Yeah, I still dream that that's possible, people of God. We can be different. We can be healed. We can be whole if we walk in our God-given purpose. We thank God that he's restoring my voice. So we celebrate God and we thank God for his prayers. With the people of God, stand all over the sanctuary. Don't you want to be better for God? In his purpose is peace. In his purpose is joy. In his purpose is forgiveness. Don't you want to be better? Don't you want to be better for God? See, I'm trying to just make eye contact. I just want to know. Don't you want to be better?
To Jesus,
that's what you have to do. You have to surrender it all. The world has these mass distractions for us. We call them mass weapons of mass distractions. Joseph trusted God. He never gave up on God, and God didn't give up on him, even though people planned and they plotted against him. Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Walk in your God-given purpose.